Proverbs 3:31. This will be the last verse tonight. It says, "Envy not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways." So we'll look at the first half of it and then the second half. Envy not the oppressor. An oppressor is one who oppresses, especially one who harasses with unjust or cruel treatment. To oppress is to press injuriously upon or against, to subject to pressure with hurtful or overpowering effect, to press down with force, to crush, trample down, smother, crowd. So when you think about it, when you oppress, you are pressing on somebody else. You're keeping them down, smothering them, and that's what oppression is. Whenever we typically think of people that are oppressed, like poor people that are oppressed, or that are in a weak position, and somebody in power is pressing down on them because there's nothing that they can do about it. And people that love to do this, it seems like they love to gravitate towards government positions. It's like people, for whatever reason, bullies. I mean, people that like to oppress other people, they gravitate to those positions where then they have authority, where they can start oppressing people. And these are actually stupid people that do this, and I'll give you the verse that'll show that to you. Proverbs 28 and verse 16. Whereas normal people, like the rest of us, we don't want to get in some position of power, whether it's local or state or federal or whatever, where we can tell everybody else what to do and meddle in their lives. We just want to be left alone. But there are some people that just love to get there and love to just start making regulations and telling you what you can and can't do. They're like drawn to that kind of thing like a magnet. Proverbs 28 and verse 16 says, "The prince that wanteth understanding," remember wanteth, lacks, right? "The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days." So when you see a person who's an oppressor, whether he's in government or anywhere, you can see a stupid guy right there. He wants understanding. He lacks understanding. Somebody that has good understanding, that's a wise man, doesn't do that to people. And you would never want to ordain a guy that's an oppressor like that. He'd make a church life miserable. You don't want some guy that's coming up with a bunch of rules and constantly just trying to keep people under his thumb or something. Oppressors have power on their side, and then they wield it against the weak. Look at Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes 4:1. Solomon says, "So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter." But God, remember, he remembers. He sees that kind of thing. Yeah, they have no comforter, but God's there. God will take care of the poor and the oppressed. God sees. I'll give you a verse for that, actually. 5:8, Ecclesiastes 5:8. "If thou seest the oppression of the poor and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at the matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they." So God regards. He sees it. He knows what's going on, and he won't allow it to continue forever. Often the oppressors are wealthy because they do take advantage of people and they defraud them, but we should never envy that prosperity. Look at Psalm. Look at Psalm 73, 3 through 8. Oh, it does say Proverbs in the outline. Can I borrow your pen? Mm-hmm. There is no Proverbs chapter 73. Thankfully, or we'd be here for the next 50 years. Well, we could still be, but we'd be here longer than we will anyway. Psalm 73, 3 through 8. I wonder why I saw Carissa get out her pen and make a note there. It's because the reference was wrong. Psalm 73, 3 through 8. "For I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their deaths, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. So here they are, rich, wealthy, no problems, and they oppress others. They speak loftily, wickedly concerning oppression. But the Bible tells us repeatedly that we should not envy the foolish. We should not envy the wicked and the oppressor. Look at Psalm 37 and verse 1. Because all that gain that they're getting by oppression is going to be short-lived. Psalm 37 and verse 1, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." That's more and more important to remember as time goes on, because things just seem to get worse and worse. And if you dwell on it and think about it, it'll drive you crazy, right? It says oppression maketh a wise man mad. And we need to constantly remind ourselves to not fret because of the wicked. Because if I didn't have hope in the promises of God in the Bible, I think I'd go nuts. If I knew what I knew and I saw what I see, I'd go crazy, I think. It'd drive you crazy. You just want it. You would want to right the wrongs. You would want to have justice. And I'm thankful that I know the truth and that I know that the Lord will, He will repay, He will right all the wrongs, and this world's not our home, and we will be out of here soon, you know, relatively speaking anyway. And therefore, we don't want to fret and worry about it.
I felt that way when deciding to have children, because I was scared to bring an additional life into this world we have.
Yeah, I've thought about the same thing. Yeah, but you know, I'm sure that probably people have thought like that for probably almost every generation. You guys probably did, I'm sure. Just, everybody.
Just look what we've seen in 60 years.
Yeah.
And then right in 60 years from now.
Yeah.
Man, what's it going to be?
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? You guys brought kids into the world and it turned out okay. You bring kids into the world and we trust it'll turn out okay, you know? Because otherwise, if the human race decided not to have kids because things were getting bad, then the human race would have gone extinct a long time ago, because there have been lots of bad times throughout history. And now look at Proverbs. I'm sorry.
It doesn't change the fact that children are a blessing of the Lord.
Right.
Happy is the man that hath his quiver full.
Yeah, that's right. And really, we're not exercising faith if we're looking around and saying, well, maybe we shouldn't have kids because who knows what's going to happen. Well, that's right. We don't know what's going to happen. And God says they're a blessing. And if you have them, just trust that He'll provide for them. Proverbs 23 in verse 17. I remember my uncle told me that his kids are all grown a long time ago. But he said that, and he ended up having five, but he and his wife, when they got married, he was a preacher, they didn't want to have kids because they just looked around, they saw how bad things were and how bad things looked like they were going to get. You know, his kids are all in their 30s now, and so a lot of our worries are unfounded. Proverbs 23 and verse 17. "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long." So what is the contrast here from envying sinners? Fear the Lord. Right, so if you find yourself envying sinners, then ask yourself, well, am I fearing the Lord? Because if I'm fearing the Lord, I don't want to envy sinners. I want to be as far away from them as I can. I don't want to, you know, be with them or wish I was them, because their end is not going to be good. And then lastly, and choose none of his ways. So we want to avoid the temptation to choose the way of the oppressor and desire to be like him and with him. Proverbs 24 and verse 1. It says, "Be not thou envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, because their end is not going to be good, like I just said. It may look like they have it good and they get away with it for a while, But it's not going to go well with them forever. I'll just give you a couple more verses and we'll be done. Look at Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 12. Though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before God. And it gets frustrating when you watch it 50 times, 60 times, 90 times, 99 times, right? A sinner does evil 100 times, and it goes well with him, and you're thinking, what's going on here? You feel like the guy in Psalm 73, I've cleansed my hands in vain and innocency. What's the point? But it's not going to go well with him forever, because he feareth not before God. His days are as a shadow. His day is coming. Look at Psalm 73, 12 through 19. This will be the closing verse for tonight. Psalm 73, verses 12 through 19. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. I mean, I'm trying to do the right thing here, and I have nothing but suffering, and these guys are just living high on the hog. Everything's great for them. My whole religion, I mean, this is all in vain. What's the point? If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. If you ever get feeling despondent like that, go to church. Chances, maybe it's a Saturday. Maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been a week since you've been to church. Go to church. When he went to the sanctuary of God, then he understood their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. So yeah, it will not go well with the wicked forever. So envy not the oppressor and choose none of his ways.